A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Peter began to say to Jesus, "We have given up everything and followed you." Jesus said, "Amen, I say to you, there is no one who has given up house, or brothers or sisters, or mother or father, or children, or lands for my sake and for the sake of the gospel, who will not receive 100 times more now in this present age, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands, with persecutions and eternal life in the ages to come. But many that are first will be last, and the last will be first." The Gospel of the Lord. Why does our Lord end with that line? "There are many that are last who will be first, and the first will be last." It has always seemed disjointed to me that it doesn't really connect with what's come before. Maybe it was tacked on later. And all of a sudden, as I'm preparing for Mass today, I go, "Oh my gosh, right? How did I never see that before?" It was for Peter's sake. For everyone who heard Peter's question, or who would hear Peter's question until the end of time. What does Peter say? "We have given up everything and followed you." And actually in Matthew's gospel, we hear that he adds, "What's in it for us? What are we going to get out of this if we follow you?" There's a self-seeking, a self-centeredness. Our Lord answers the question, "You'll get more than you could ever imagine." But Peter, you must learn that many who are first will be last. And you are not putting yourself last, or you would have never asked that question. Peter would learn. He would learn little by little. He would learn gradually as we see him grow slowly over the course of many years, until he would one day arrive to the point where he would allow himself to be led where he did not want to go. And when he got there, as they're going to crucify him, he is so totally died to himself that he knows that he's not even worthy to imitate our Lord in his crucifixion. And so he asked, "Will you please turn me over?" This tendency that is in Peter, that was in Peter, is in every single one of us. There are these self-seeking motives that oftentimes we're not even aware of as we're following our Lord. What's in it for me? What am I going to get out of this? And some of the ways this most often manifests itself is there's this sense of entitlement. I deserve something. Lord, if I'm going to follow you, you owe something to me. Right? You'll hear people say, "Gosh, why would God allow that to happen to me? I don't deserve that." Right? Well, it's not fair. He doesn't treat other people that way. And it all must be purified, where we'll be so totally surrendered that he can do with us whatever he wills. And to the degree that there is this self-seeking, it will hinder our growth in our relationship with Jesus. Because there'll be times where when he doesn't treat us as we think we should be treated, we'll become resentful, we'll become frustrated, we'll pull back. There's even the risk of ultimately stepping away completely. May we ask Peter to assist us in learning the principle that there are many who are first who will be last, yet the last will be first.